music by Stormzy, Oxlade and Ayana with a hide and seek, probably everyone's favorite song in the whole wide world right now. It's 8:47. Thank you so much for choosing us every single day since Monday.
Yeah.
We've been celebrating the super genius, super producer, the biggest one of them all, the man that created hits, created sounds, created everything for everyone. The past on last week, Friday, and we're celebrating him. That's on Fresh FM. Where were you during the Izinyoka era, Macy? Baba's Jay.
That took me. You know, when you say Bab, like, you know, there was a title. That was the title of the greatest hits album.
Yeah. The
Quiet
the
Shanice. Brenda Fassie. Brenda Fassie. Yeah, my favorite. I would have to say greatest hits of Baba's Jay. It has to be the By Four, the Dalam Kids, Machikos, Pico. Anyway, I'm so old. Where was I?
It's in Yorker time, man.
I was in the streets.
You were in the streets?
What I mean by that is I was living my best life. She didn't have kids.
She was in the streets.
She was young. She was not for the streets.
Yeah.
Just in the streets.
Yeah.
Having a good time. It was,
some great times, man. Izinyoka was a conglomerate of Jericho, Ponty, and DJ. I find to say, right?
Yeah.
Izinyoka was the early version of RT Records. It's just RT Records has his drama. But Izinyoka also had his drama. But you know that thing of bringing in internationals, recording, it's a movement, let's go. Because RT Records also brought in Dales, brought in Nadia Nakai. Back in the day.
Who brought in AKA? AKA jumping on the, you know, the remixes and stuff like that. Who brought her in?
RTE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, RTE. Izinyoka back then brought in WHP, Casper Nyoves, Dales.
They also
Josie, actually, because that time they were still Josie.
Yes.
With Ishmael and so on.
Yes, he also brought in, I remember, Kanyimbao.
It was
a movement. It was a movement.
Let's quickly hear from Abudi Ponty just to explain to us the relations between Izinyoka and Arafat.
This is Ponty Dikua. Just speaking about Arafat and the role that he played in my life and also on the Izinyoka album. Arafat was a really true good friend. The magic that Arafat did on the Izinyoka album was just amazing. I mean, he was the driver of the whole album, the creativity behind the album. You know, he would steer the album in the direction where he thought and saw it would go best or grow the best. And that's just the personality he had. You know, he would never let you settle for second place, but always steer you to reach much higher levels. And in terms of this, the Izinyoka album, he did just that. You know, sometimes you come into the studio with your own ideas, and Arafat would tell you, no, I think, you know, it would be better if you go this way, or if you make it sound this way, or you give the album this type of touch. And that's what he did with the album, you know. He actually steered the whole album into a direction that not only made him happy, but also us happy as the artists of the album. And I spoke to, he called me literally 2 weeks ago to ask me how I was. And also just to ask my forgiveness in him delaying the few songs that we were gonna work on. We were going to release at least three new singles, and we did work on them, but all three of them, but we never finished them, and that was a delay on his side. But then he called me just to apologize on him not finishing the work. And that he got so busy, but I actually told him that I was not angry at all. I was also focused on a lot of other stuff, and I totally forgot about the singles. Yeah, and that was our last words together, you know. And he said I should come see him the next day. And I couldn't. I was just too busy. So, but at least I have that peace that we were still on good terms. Our friendship was still intact, you know. We had a good friendship relationship. I'm definitely gonna miss him, the person he was. Yeah. Go well, my brother.
Number 2.
With Josie, maybe that's the reason why Shorty chose me, but the feelings be deeper, so I had to reach her. Okay. I know Shorty a keeper, cause I feel her like the speakers. Now we talking children, look at what we building, but she's from a place where she's never seen a building. Brought her to the city and we Senorca kicking, brought her a few jewels, now she Eskimo chilling. She got it wet. On the grid, I feel I lost my lit, like I lost my fit. Listen, I must admit that baby, we can kick it a little somewhere different and specific. It could be you and I underneath the moonlight, heartbeats banging and sinking in tune like the moves, right? Okay. For me to love you, take you to the bush, let me shrub you, cause I can't get enough of you. Come on, get in. Watching and I'm asking if you're taking. I'm not losing, cause she's loving while I'm dancing. No more fishing. My Namibian girl, do you wanna come home with me? Yeah, yeah. Come on into my world. You are part of the Josie family.
Thank you.
basket. Oh, I thought I told you it's me she wants. Sweet baby, mighty, oh mighty. Every little thing she do got me going. It's got me blushing every day and it's showing.
Every little thing she do got me going. It's got me blushing every day and it's showing.
If you're mad enough, accept that you've lost. She's mine. No, she's mine.
Are you focused on no go one day? Put a good door in my now. Put a good door. Tap on tap on. I put on a. Oh, no, you got a. Put a good door. Taka taka. Put on a. Oh, no, you got a.
Everybody know the girl is mine. If you don't wanna fight, I don't mind. I ain't got time to fight for something that belongs to me. You wasted my time and you're not fooling around. I'm a grown ass man. I don't wanna fight in the street like kids. I'm sorry, please, why? Now you're Babu is a homo tama, ni arika king aya. Yeah, says look at the coma. Baby, show the mama man, let's go. It's time to go.
Breakfast on 102.9.
Hey, baby, let me see it. I just want to eat it.
We are not makers of history. We are made by history. So let's understand what makes us Namibian.